It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hello, beautiful difference makers. You are loved. I have full faith in you that you are a world changer, that you are the light of the world, and that you're going to just make a beautiful difference in this one day. Let it be extravagant. Let it be bold. I love you guys. Bye.
For all the sickness to go gone, because I wanted to play with my friends.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Welcome in. Hope you're all well. We're out and about today. We're live here at Stonehaven Dental in Provo, 1355 North University Avenue, suite number 330. Come by, and you can hang out with us and also get those chompers worked on. How you doing?
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. I'm just worried. I'm just concerned about how my buddy to my right is doing.
All right.
You all right?
I'm all right.
Things okay?
Yeah,
Are you and Lloyd okay?
Oh, I don't think so. Lloyd. So, you know, you ever – so, look,
Let's
I don't know
Provo. Let's just get through the show,
well.
Okay?
I don't know Provo well. Like, I know how to get to the stadium, and I know how to get to the Marriott Center, and that's about my experience in Provo. Mm-hmm. So, I got the GPS on trying to get here to Stonehaven, and to my mistake, I am running a little bit behind. Like, I mistimed – the amount of time to get here. So I am rushed, and that is my fault. Okay, I will take ownership of that. However.
Don't. You can't however it. If you,
no.
You can't
no,
go however.
I am
you just
got
to take ownership. I am running behind, so that is my fault. And
wait,
just
wait
leave
a second,
it there.
If somebody else is at fault, we need to know.
Well, and I called.
Did I make you late?
No, you did not. I'm more annoyed with you because I know how your brain works. So. I am on the GPS getting here to Stonehaven, which, by the way, is very, very easy to get to after hindsight. But I'm like, I don't know how to get there. I'm not exactly sure what's the best route to get. And so I've got the GPS on. And let's be honest, there's some traffic issues down here. And there's a lot of cars and not a lot of space. And so I'm a little nervous. I don't want to Christian Cox sideswipe somebody. You know, and so
including a cement barrier. It wasn't even somebody. I don't know how he didn't see that giant cement barrier.
I'm telling you guys, it just came out of nowhere. Anyway, so, you know, I don't feel comfortable with the GPS and driving at the same time. But this and all of a sudden Lloyd calls. I'm like, oh, well, I can't talk to Lloyd right now. So I hit, you know, ignore or whatever it is. Well, then I proceed to get like 15 consecutive calls
from
Lloyd. Every time taking the GPS off the screen, and so I'm like, dang it, Lloyd, hit ignore. And then 10 seconds later, called again, ignore. And I'm like, Lloyd, just let me get to the place, and then we will talk.
I don't need to talk to you about the show. I just need to make sure you're going to get there.
And
I am trying to.
And I talked to Jake Hatch. We were all good on that regard.
He goes, should I go to break? I'm like, so I called Johnny, and I said, hey, Johnny. Are they there? No, there's nobody here. Okay, I got to find out where they're at. So don't go to break right now, because you did tell them to go to break right at 10, which you wouldn't have made it.
I would have made it.
You wouldn't have made it.
And Hans was here. Hans was ready to go.
You wouldn't have made it.
Oh, no, we would have made it. He literally, Scotty, and I was sitting in the outside waiting for Scotty because I wanted to make sure that we walked in.
So I'm trying to be a good guy and make sure my guy gets there.
9:59. Wasn't even 10 yet. With 9, we could have.
Yeah, we would have been just.
But we were listening to DJ and PK, and we're like, oh man, well they're continuing on. So we stayed in the parking lot for a bit together, and then I asked. I said, are we going to have problems? And Scotty said, yes, we're going to have problems. And I said, well, let's get this out of the way because it's a busy day. So if we can clean this up and get you and Lloyd on the same page, then we can move forward.
We just need to get through the day and let's get to the weekend. Let's get to Monday.
It's a Friday. I don't want my buddies to be surly on a Friday.
Because I know what Lloyd's, he's like, oh, he's ignoring me. I'm just going to keep calling until he
I really was trying to find out where you were. I tried it twice. I'm like, okay, well, he's obviously not going to answer, so fine. I did it twice. I called three times total. And like, I'm like, okay,
You know.
So I said, like, Hatch, I said, just, you know what? Just keep talking. Cause I'm not sure exactly where he's at.
Kevin Graham said this about Gordon Monson, and it's very true about Lloyd. He's like, he just pecks. He's like a chicken. He's like, peck, 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 peck. And just,
there's no pecking. Like pecking, trying to find out where you're at so you can get to, so I can have the show start on time or start at, so I'm doing you a favor,
no,
having the guys keep talking.
You were having fun is what you were
doing. No, I wasn't. I had no idea that's why you weren't answering, because you were on the GPS.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm pretty sure you did.
No.
Lloyd, you know I love you. I'm very sorry.
Hey, Johnny, I need you to go in and get the nitrous tanks, wheel them out, and get double mass. See if Stonehaven Dental will allow us to take their tanks for a bit.
They do have the old...
It's the best, man. Do you know how much I love Stonehaven? You know I never did teeth cleanings on time and when I need it. And now I do my 6 month because
every
I know.
Every 6 months.
Every 6 months because I know I get to hit that nitrous. Because you can hit the nitrous for cleanings.
Are they are we not supposed to call it goofy gas anymore?
Yeah, I think we can. Okay. Laughing gas, goofy gas. Yeah, I think we can.
Okay.
It's the stuff that just takes the edge off. And, you know, and I sit in the chair and I'm like, oh, I'm so nervous. Could you please help me? Do you have anything that can help my nerves? And they're always like, well, yeah, I think you know that we do free nitrous if you're nervous. I'm like, but I'm really shaky. I'm really nervous. Can we do it now? They're like, well, you just sat down.
Like, sir, your appointment isn't until 30 minutes. You're going to have to stay here in the waiting room. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. But can you wheel some out here?
Well, I'm finding the hidden objects in my highlights magazine.
Okay. Oh, that's a blast from the past.
Just found the pencil. I need that nitrous.
I got the bicycle. All right, so Lloyd, I'm sorry. I don't want this to turn into a thing. So I will. I apologize for being late, and I apologize for not answering one of your 17 phone calls.
Okay, are we good?
Then you did that. So your apology just was completely wiped out. So there
what?
You go.
Are we not good?
I thought we were good.
I'd like to get good because Fridays are just too much fun for me.
They are.
And it's a game day.
It is a game day.
It's a game day. By the way, Stonehaven Dental, Scotty, you know, I'm in my second year now having switched over to Stonehaven. And I told you off air, I told you about the cavity that I had done.
Oh, yeah.
By the dentist out in the Saratoga Springs location. And I told you how he went about it and explained it to me and saved me money, saved me pain, saved me time, saved all kinds of stuff. And I told you about the thing he did. And it was amazing. Like, these dentists are innovative. They're insightful. They're friendly. They're kind. Stonehaven Dental is full of some of the best dentists you're going
to
find.
Well, and let's be honest here. This isn't something that nobody wants to go to the dentist. You know, nobody is saying like, oh, you know what sounds fun, except for you with a nitrous.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Scheduling dentists.
But what are the things you're worried about? You're worried about pain. You're worried about cost. You're worried about convenience.
Yep.
Those are all the things you're worried about. Well, with the hours at Stonehaven, and by the way, we're in the one in Provo, but there are so many Stonehaven Dentals up and down the Wasatch Front. So you've got your convenience. They're open to work around your schedule. They're willing to do whatever they can to help you out from a cost standpoint.
Yep.
And do it for less. And as you mentioned, look at options that are going to save you money. Mm-hmm. And then the pain is as minimal as possible here. They've got great dentists who's going to make it as comfortable as possible. They've got a bunch of different options to alleviate the pain as much as they possibly can. And it's just it's a win-win-win.
I really do love these guys. Appreciate them. And, Scotty, it's a game day. So, breaking news yesterday, we actually need to jump kind of into this thing.
Let's do it. Starting lineup now, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go! go.
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health. Gotta love it! On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Scotty, our very own insider, Jacobson T. Hatch, broke some news yesterday.
Jacobson Tiberian Hatch.
That's his full name, Jacobson Tiberian Hatch.
You know what his first name is.
Is it not Jacobson?
No.
What's his
Lloyd, can we talk about this? Or
well, it's actually, that. If you're going where I think you're going, it's actually his middle name, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was his first name.
No. No, I believe that's
I know
his
Jake's,
middle name.
Because Jake Scott calls him this all the time.
It's not Jacobson? What's his first name?
No, I guess Jake is his first name.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's his middle name?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say.
It's been talked
Claire.
About.
Really?
Yeah.
Claire.
Yeah.
Jake Claire Hatch. E. Claire Hatch.
Mm. Now we're talking. Now that's a middle name I can get behind and gobble up. Do you like eclairs? Where do they fit in the pantry?
They're pretty high up.
Of delicatessens.
I just like my wife's eclair pie.
Now, no,
yeah, she's got a phenomenal recipe on the eclairs.
So that eclair pie is much different. So I'm not a big eclair.
Yeah,
pie.
With the kind of the crunchy.
I'm not. Yeah,
tube thing. Yeah,
it's always fluffy and the dryness, and there's never enough custard.
Yeah,
and then the chocolate's thick, and I don't like it. That thing that your wife makes with the custard and the graham crackers and that thick layer of it's almost like a fudge. It's not a chocolate. It's
yeah.
like a cooled fudge, and it all settles and the graham crackers absorb some of that banana vanilla custard.
Doesn't have much of a shelf life because either people eat it
doesn't
or
need it.
Or that crust gets a little too soggy, so you got to eat it fast.
Doesn't need it. And what's crazy is the set to, okay, I don't want to get down this rabbit hole too far, but I'll tell you that makes me happy. The eclair pie makes me happy. And it could restore my faith.
Okay, stop. There was one time we had some extra, and I brought in like this huge Tupperware full of it. And I'm like, hey, it's going to be for Lloyd, and we're all going to enjoy it. And then I look over, and Hans is like, Lavelle Edwards two-fingering, just scooping it up. I'm like, nope, it's all his now.
No fork. I'm tipping the whole Tupperware towards my face and sucking the custard and graham cracker down.
I'm so glad you like that, though. That makes her happy.
It is delicious, and she does it well, and not everybody does.
Okay.
We won't point out who. I've had some people effort it. But Jake Claire Hatch yesterday broke news that Kyrus Tonga would be out of this game against Houston, and that's a pretty big deal. I want to talk about what the front is going to look like tonight against Houston, Scotty. I think we're going to see a little bit different twist from a BYU defensive front tonight. I think we're going to see a little bit more four-man. So let me draw up the four-man front, and I want to get your thoughts on this.
All right.
Okay, so taking Tyler Batty off the defensive end, moving Bracken El-Bakri into the three technique, and, you know, Bracken's a nice size, good quick hands. Taking a freshman, his name's Caden Haas. You've probably seen Caden a couple times on the field. I think he's got two or three tackles on the year. He hasn't made any, like, massive plays that people are going to recognize this
yep.
kid. But Caden Haas he's kind of a low center of gravity, very thick build. He's the 6'1", 6'2", type build, Scotty, 315, 320. And he's a freshman out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He's raw, but he's got a pretty good first step. So I think Caden Haas probably taking over at that position and then taking Daw on the outside. So Batty, El-Bakri, Caden Haas, and Daw out on the other side. What do you think about that four-man front and running a four-man front? Because listen, and this is me assuming, but if you don't have your big Kyrus Tonga to patrol on the center, you're going to have to make sure those interiors are shut down. So if you've got to go to 2-3 techniques or if you've got to go to 2-2 techniques to hold up those guards, then you got to do that.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
because you don't have a guy. I can't take El Bakri and put him over a center and tell him to get the push that Tonga's going to get. Mm-hmm. I can't do that with Haas either. So I'm thinking that we're going to see a four-man front tonight.
How effective do you think that'll be?
I think it's going to be pretty effective.
I mean, obviously, it's kind of making the best of a bad situation. But are you able to get – I mean, that you go four, and we talked about needing eight guys in the backfield.
Yeah.
You're taking a guy out of that mix.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to put a lot of weight on your corners.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even with the four-man front, you're still going to have to roll the dice and take a shot at trying to get some pressure.
Correct.
And now we're talking about putting five into a rush. Instead of rushing three and dropping eight, now you're bringing five, and you're trying to figure out how to stop that backfield with six. That can be a tough ask for BYU right now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they've got the corners to run that type of defense.
What do you think what do you project the long-term issues are with Kyrus? Is this something to be concerned about for a long period of time?
What's that?
With Kyrus. What do you think the long-term prognosis is on this?
Don't know. Have not heard the depth of the injury on that. But I'm looking at a couple of things. I don't know, Scotty. I'm hoping that it's not bad.
Yeah.
But I have not heard.
Well, I mean, I don't know, BYU fans don't want to hear this, but, you know, we've interviewed Kyrus a bunch of times, and we want nothing but the best for him personally. And I'm just sick if it's something long-term, because we've already seen your other surefire NFL prospect go down with an injury, and I would hate to see something happen to Kyrus, because those are two dudes that made the decision to come back to BYU.
Oh, okay.
And I just – my heart goes for him, and hopefully it's something very simple that is only a game or so. I just hope it's not something long-term.
I can see if I can find anything, but I don't know on that. So what does that do then, Scotty? You know, you take a guy like Kyrus out of that lineup. You know what, in my opinion, what it does is, and you just mentioned how prominent Kyrus is and coming back and doing what he's done. So what that does is it places emphasis on your other veteran leaders, Troy Warner and Zane Anderson. Yep. So now you take that veteran defensive line presence that's so dominant, and you take him off the field. Well, now it really becomes about Zane Anderson and Troy Warner. Those are
two guys I would put a lot of trust in.
You put a lot of trust into them. They didn't have their best game last week.
I know.
So what you do is you bring those two in and you give them that shock treatment. And you let them know, you know, we're without our middle push. We're going to have to put an extra rusher at the line to try to stop some of the run game. We're going to great extents to make up for Kyrus. What does that do to you, Zane? You first, Troy. You second. Let me hear what you guys have to say. Well, Coach, I've got to be there and run support. I've got to be on spots and play actions, because Houston loves those skinny posts, and they love those deep slants. And what that does is it puts pressures on my two deeps. It puts pressure on my cover twos, my cover ones. It puts pressure on my boundary zone, my filled man. It puts pressure on Zane Anderson and Troy Warner. So understand that you guys, with your veteran leadership, you've been here for a lot of years, this is your game. And I think you can include Chris Wilcox in that to a certain extent. But you've got young corners, and you're going to have a slimmed-out backfield. Yep. I'm nervous about this game tonight. Very nervous. Can BYU's offense keep up with Houston? Because Houston is going to put 38 on the board.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, as we are live here at Stonehaven Dental in Provo. 1355 North University Avenue, suite number 330. Hey, they've got a great offer going on right now. Free exam and an x-ray at any Stonehaven Dental office. And if you schedule that appointment before December 1st, they'll also throw in free fluoride. Go to stonehavendental.com. Go to their website. Book your appointment. Convenient web scheduling so they make sure there's not a backlog of people here in the waiting room to make sure that you can get in and out as quickly as possible. And even if you don't have insurance, it's not a big deal. Stonehaven's got the launching their new Smiles 360 Dental Savings Club. Gives patients access to quality dental care that's affordable and hassle-free. You can get to their website for more information on that. That's stonehavendental.com right here on 97.5. 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Let's go! The Big Show.
It's a big deal!
With Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
Greg Wrubell, the voice of the BYU Cougars.
Those games down the road aren't going to mean nearly as much unless BYU can get this win on Friday. Everything hinges on it. You do not get into the New Year's Six conversation without an undefeated record this year. There are a finite number of true barometer games for BYU, and one could argue the first was played at Navy. It's a good name team. It was a ranked team from last year, but Houston is a true barometer for BYU. If they're able to get the win on Friday, there are games to be played between now and then, we all know that, but over the ensuing weeks, the hype will only increase exponentially until that Boise State game in early November.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Seven 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. We're live here at Stonehaven Dental, 1355 North University Avenue, suite number 330. By the way, they want to make sure that it is, everyone knows that, yes, it is safe to go to the dentist. Yes, they are accepting new patients. Yes, they accept most insurance. And yes, they are open with convenient locations and hours. So many Stonehaven Dentals, in fact, 10 of them, up and down the Wasatch Front. You can go to stonehavendental.com to find the one closest to you and make your appointment. Hands, you go to the, what, Lehigh.
Saratoga Springs. Started at Lehigh.
Eventually, I was going to get it.
Well, I started at Lehigh.
Yeah.
And I live out in Eagle Mountain, and they do have a location out there, but I've gotten to be really good friends with the dentist in Saratoga Springs, so I go to that location. It's about the same distance. But that's just to your point. Like, there's three locations close enough to me that I could go and get the help and the need and the service that I need. So there's a Stonehaven Dental that's close to you wherever you are, and they're there to help, and it's free nitrous. And I know people are like, well, is that something you want to talk about? Well, that was a huge selling point for me.
Yeah.
Because I really don't like going to the dentist at all. Hate it. And a lot of it's just being overwhelmed with thinking, man, I'm going to pay, you know, $150 to have my tooth drilled into, to have pain. And so the money combined with the pain, and I'm like, this whole thing sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go in, you hit the nitrous, they help you with all of your insurance plan. They make it as affordable as possible. They're really great.
Yeah, it's really impressive. All right. Some news out of the NBA. Tyronn Lue is your new head coach at Los Angeles with the Clippers. I read a really interesting piece in The Athletic today about how he was on the staff last year, but they treated him like a new candidate. They said, okay, here's our roster, here's our cap space, this is what we're dealing with, how would you go forward with the team? And then there was also a certain sentiment that Doc Rivers may have lost that locker room because there was so much preferential treatment to Kawhi Leonard. And that because they treated Kawhi with such kid gloves that it ticked the rest of the locker room off. And you've been in locker rooms. I'm sure you could see how that could happen.
Oh, yeah.
And
got to be a balance.
Yeah. You understand the star is going to get a little bit more liberty than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
But it can't go to the point where you alienate the rest of the team.
Which is tough because when you're in a bubble, everything, all bets are off. You know, and you don't know who's going to get treated what way. And I would try to be a little bit more understanding in that situation when you're in an unknown situation like the bubble, Scotty, but I agree. If it's overwhelmingly obvious, it's going to rub people the wrong way. And you could lose the locker room. Then you become the hated individual.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what happened to Doc.
Not sure. And I also think Steve Ballmer just didn't like the fact that he blew a 3-1 lead against the Nuggets and that they had gone all in on this team and done so much and they couldn't get out of the Western Conference semifinals, especially after a 3-1 lead.
Well, let's be honest. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George should get past Denver.
Yes.
I like Tyronn Lue. I've talked about that. I think that the most exceptional sporting event performance and execution and one of the most unbelievable things I've seen in the world of sports, if not the most unbelievable thing.
Yeah.
It's probably the most. I can't think of anything that I was more shocked by in my life of watching sports. And if there's something that stands out to you, Scotty, you let me know. But that 2016 comeback from a 3-1 with LeBron James and Kyrie Irving against the Golden State Warriors that had them underwater. That Golden State team was tough. That was led and directed by Tyronn Lue.
Yep.
And I gained a lot of respect by Tyronn Lue. In that single series, I gained a lot of respect for him. I always felt like, he's just another Spoelstra. Well, it comes to find out, Spoelstra's a good coach. And just like Jackson was a good coach managing talent, well, I think Tyronn Lue is kind of that way.
Yeah.
I think he's cut from that cloth. I think, sure, he manages talent, and you could look at Tyronn Lue's record of 128 and 83 and say, well, LeBron James is largely responsible for 128 and 83, having an above 500 record. I look at it and I say, Tyronn Lue fits exactly what the Clippers need. He needs a talent management. He needs somebody that can come in and help Kawhi Leonard be on the same page as Paul George and be on the same page as everybody across that Clippers board so that they can not get knocked out on a 1-3 deficit against the Denver Nuggets that had no right in beating them in that series.
None. I mean, honestly.
None.
None.
You know, and if we would have had a Clippers-Lakers Western Conference Finals, I think things would have been a lot more interesting.
Yeah, Doc's still the coach there. If he loses the Lakers in 5 or 6 games, he's still the coach.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. It's just it's unfortunate that that's how it goes sometimes. But Tyronn Lue, I think, will be a good coach. And remember, the first year post-LeBron, they start 0-6 and they fire him in Cleveland, which is ridiculous. But if I'm Tyronn Lue, I may not want to be part of that Cleveland franchise without LeBron James anyway.
Yeah, no. No, because you know you're going to struggle being obscurity.
Yeah.
I mean, get a bad reputation.
You're in Cleveland without LeBron. Yeah, I'm going to probably pass on that.
Well, what happens is that LeBron leaves, you tank, and everybody says, see, it was never about Lue.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. So there's some other hirings that are yet to be made. I'm curious to know what happens in Houston. Now they've got a new GM, or at least they're on the lookout for a GM, as apparently Daryl Morey is stepping away from the organization. So there's so much kind of in the mix there that it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because you're looking at teams like the Clippers are a team that they need not only just an X's and O's guy, but they need a guy who can manage stars. And Houston is certainly going to be that case. Who wants to go in there and be the guy that's going to manage the stars? Because that is not an easy thing to do. I'd say X's and O's are probably easier than trying to get a bunch of alpha dogs on the same page and getting them playing together.
If you're a head coach, what would the more appealing job be? Would it have been Houston or the Clippers?
I would take the Clippers because I just think they're built better. And Houston's in a salary cap nightmare right now, too.
Well, and who would you rather work for, Ballmer or Fertitta?
Ballmer.
What's weird is Ballmer, it was weird. His name got kind of drugged through the mud a little bit through the process of them getting bumped and people wondering about, you know, his true commitment. And I've never questioned Ballmer's commitment, ever. I've always felt like he's in it for the win.
Well, and I think Fertitta, you probably know more about him from the MMA side, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what
UFC ownership.
I don't know what his reputation is on that side. Yeah, he's gone now. But I'm really curious because he may be a great guy to work for, but what's his situation now? Because his money is all about hotels, casinos, and those are just getting wrecked right now. Like
destroyed.
What how's his ability to financially manage through something like that? I'm sure he's fine, but I'm just, you know, like he's not bouncing checks, but I'm just saying that it's going to be lean there for a bit as they try to make it through this thing.
If I remember right, Scotty, I believe that Fertitta owned the hotel and casino that OJ broke into and held those guys hostage and stole his.
Was it the station?
The station.
Yeah.
I think that Fertitta's owned that place. But, yeah, you're right. What is happening with them? I'm sure that they're stockpiled. I'm sure that they really don't have concern. But it's probably not the best world to be a part of right now.
Yeah. 10:44, Hans and Scotty, some news coming out of the NFL and what you may have missed, and it's not good. We'll talk about it straight ahead right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Nothing else matters, fellas. Every day we go to work.
Football is back, and the Zone Sports Network has you covered as the Cougars continue to bulldoze through their schedule and the Utes and Aggies get set for the start of their seasons.
You gotta go faster, faster.
Nobody will bring you better coverage of your team than the Zone Sports Network. This is your home of the best college football coverage in Utah.
Turn me up all day.
97.5, 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Kind of digging the music here. This is nice, Lloyd. I'm just trying. Oh, see, Lloyd's not taking any compliments now.
That's how he gets back at you.
It's genuine. It's sincere.
What's worse, when your wife yells at you or when she just won't respond?
Oh, when she won't respond.
At the very least, tell me what I did.
Why am I the one apologizing?
I don't know the full story. I don't even know what side to join here.
If you want to call that an apology. Hans thinks that's a bad apology.
Well, don't attack me.
I said I was sorry. What else do you want me to say, Lloyd?
You said, I'm sorry that I didn't answer one of your 17 phone calls. That's not an apology.
I think it is an apology.
That's the suckiest of sucky apologies.
We're going to get through this by the time this show's over. I promise you, we're all going to be on the same page by the time it's over. Hey, you just told me some pretty disheartening news.
Yeah, this isn't good for the NFL, and it certainly isn't good for the New England Patriots, as it does appear that there have been at least one more positive test with the Patriots and another test that's inconclusive that they're trying to get a second test back on. The Patriots out of, and I'm getting tired of this phrase, with an abundance of caution, they have decided to cancel their practices today. Now, remember, the Broncos game has already been pushed back a week. They've eliminated both of their bye weeks, so there is no room for error here for New England and Denver anymore. They can't push it back anymore.
Okay,
so
the abundance of caution, by the way, so you weren't being cautious before?
Yeah.
Why aren't you being cautious?
I'm telling you, the Patriots got to figure this thing out. This is getting stupid.
Another positive test for the Patriots. I hope it's a false positive. I hope that they can play on Sunday, but the Patriots are a mess. This is lingering way too long. And they just announced that Cam Newton's back yesterday, and I thought, man, Sunday's going to be a lot of fun because you get to see Cam Newton back on the field against your Broncos. I was really excited about this game. So what do you do? But it has not been officially canceled or moved yet, has it?
No, the NFL is obviously going. And if it's just one player, maybe you can keep going and then do another round of testing over the next couple of days and make sure it's just that one individual player. But if you find out on, you know, Friday or, excuse me, on Saturday or Sunday morning that you've got more positives, then to me, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Broncos fan, we've talked about it with a bunch of other teams. Sooner or later, you just got to say, you know what, you can't get your act together. They get the win. You get the L.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere to move it.
At some point, it is a cancellation. At some point. I'm going to balance that bad news with two pieces of good news before we have another piece of bad news.
Okay.
Because it is a Friday, and I don't want to get people all doomed and gloomed out here. Some good news, Odell Beckham Jr. tested negative for coronavirus. Remember, he left yesterday, and they did some things to kind of separate everybody, put the shields on, and be safe in Cleveland as Odell Beckham Jr. left because he was, quote, under the weather. The Browns made an announcement that he was just feeling under the weather. He took an extended COVID test. It came back negative. And so Odell Beckham Jr. is back on the field, and Cleveland is clean and clear and ready to go. So there's some good news. Another piece of good news, remember yesterday the Atlanta Falcons shut down their facility. That was bad news at about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Put that on the dock. It was in the good, bad, and ugly. It was miserable. Well, the Atlanta Falcons have reportedly reopened their facilities, and the team has now announced that the member of their organization tested positive for 19 that led to the shutdown has been quarantined, and they feel like they're good to go against the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. The team said it's under the NFL intensive protocols, which includes all meetings being conducted virtually, personal protective equipment such as face masks and shields being worn on the practice field by players and staff at all times, and a daily deep cleaning in the facility. But Atlanta believes that it's a contained. They believe that they can move forward and play Minnesota on Sunday. So another bit of good news.
Yeah.
Because I thought yesterday when we saw it shut down, oh, man, that's too close to game day. They're going to probably have to move that game. And then, you know, if the annoyances start getting too loud and have too much volume, at some point Roger Goodell is going to be like, we can't keep doing this. That's the point I don't want to see us get to. Because I'm loving the NFL right now.
I don't think it'll ever get to that point in terms of just a cancellation of the season. But I do think that you've got to come down hard on some of these teams and say, look, we can't move you around anymore. And I know that it's going to hurt our contract with our television partners.
Yeah.
But
because you got to play those games.
Sooner or later, it's just like, I'm sorry, you lose and you don't get your money. And if you can't get it together inside your facility, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to move on.
Okay, so there was two pieces of good news. One piece of bad, two pieces of good, and then one more piece of bad. The Indianapolis Colts say several members of the organization tested positive this morning. Their Thursday test came back positive on Friday. I have not seen an official number, but they've now shut down their team facility.
I did. Hold on a sec. There might be an update on that. Because
this was I put this on the docket about 8:15 is when I saw this story. So there could be an update to this.
Okay, the Indianapolis Colts, you ready for it? So we had one bad news, two good news.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it three good news.
Yes. All right.
Indianapolis Colts announce initial positive COVID-19 tests on the four people after the retest are negative. So bad samples.
I feel like I get on a roller coaster
every morning. I know. Colts game against Cincinnati is back on again after being placed in doubt when the team closed its practice facility because four people had false positives. So, there you go.
So, Atlanta back in order, facilities open.
Yep.
Indy back in order, facilities open. Four false positives,
though? Makes you wonder what's going on there.
Well, I think right now the NFL is doing everything they can to control the sentiment, to control the message.
Yeah.
Everything they can. And you hope it's on the up and up, but I could see them burying certain things and saying, we're talking billions of dollars here.
Well,
we can't get too far away from this.
Yeah, but the problem is you're also dealing with lawsuits and things down the line if you let it fester inside an organization.
And lives, yeah.
Yeah.
Big lawsuits and possibly lives, and you can't mess around too much, can you? I mean, it really does have to be on the up and up to a large extent. You got four false positives. That's weird that you would have. Now, that'd be alarming, but I'm glad that they went back, retested. I'm sick of being on this roller coaster.
Yeah.
Because I was sick this morning when I saw the Colts shut down the facility. Because I actually like watching Phillip Rivers. I like this Colts team. I'm excited because every week I tune in, every Sunday or whatever, I tune in to see Joe Burrow. And I thought, man, if Indy and Cincy gets shuts down this Sunday, it's just another bad loss. Because I will watch Joe Burrow this Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will watch Phillip Rivers.
This is about as much fun, even though my team stinks, it's about as much fun as I've had watching the NFL from top to bottom.
Yeah,
sure.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Is it because of the talent, or is it a better show? Or
I just think it's because it's our nation's number one sport, and we dealt with a whole summer of sports. Are they or aren't they coming back? And now that the NFL is playing, you just want to. What was it? How did you describe Aaron Andrews one time? It's like, you know, like it's just a sweet, sweet, pleasant scent in the air that you just want to snuggle and just be like, yes, you're my safety blanket, you're here, and yeah. I love you and thank you for doing this for me. You appreciate it more when you're worried about it being taken away.
Yeah, no, that's true.
What did you say about Aaron Andrews? Remember that one time?
You said that about Aaron Andrews?
I can't remember.
It was so creepy.
It was really creepy.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
How far
you passed by her at Pac-12 Media Day.
Really?
Yeah, and you caught like a lingering smell of orchids and lavender.
I don't remember that. That goes back a long time.
All right, Ants and Scotty, coming up next, we chat with Jay Hill on a Football Friday right here on the Zone Sports Network.